This is Miss Liza's reel. This is Miss Liza's whole reel. The funeral.
Pray the last tribute respect to one who lived as you and I are living today. She have paid the debt that we all too must pay one day. The Lord on his promise us 80 years and 10 by reason of strength. So the deceased sister has made 80 years and some. She's gone to answer before the judgment seat of Christ and to give an account of the deeds which has done in the body. Now, my friend, it's not a pleasure this afternoon of mine to have these words to say one who quit this life. I feel this afternoon that I should be on the seat with the family. I think I had more contact with Sister Washington than any one member in this community. And I feel this afternoon that I've lost a mother. The church has lost Christian. The community has lost a friend. Our first hymn will be 468, arranged to common meter. And must I be the judgment brought and answering that day for everything an idle thought and every word I say? Yes, every secret of my heart shall shortly be made known, and I receive that just desert for all that I have done. How careful then ought I to live with what religious fear, who such as stricken count must give for my behavior here? That awful judge of quick and dead, watchful power restore, so shall I my ways take heed to all I speak or do. If now thy standest at the door, oh, let me feel thy nail and make my peace with God before at his by prayer. And must I be the judgment brought and answer in that day? Shall shortly be made known. Yeah. to live with what religious fear? In death, the watchful power of his steward. At the door, let me feel thy nail.
Pray that thou might come and strengthen us in thy need.
Yes.
Thou knowest the secret of our hearts. May thou cleanse our thoughts.
Yes.
Lead us through this dark and benighted land.
Yes.
For we are weak, but thou art strong. May thou hold us with thy mighty hand.
Yes.
Pray this evening as we go here and yonder, may thy word be a lamp unto our feet.
Yes.
And a light unto our path. For we are weak, but thou art strong. May thou hold us with thy mighty hand.
Yes.
I pray for the Marie family this evening. Not only them, but I pray for mankind everywhere. Let mankind know everywhere.
Yes.
That's a reality in serving us to a living God.
Lord have mercy.
And one day later soon, we all must go this way once and for all.
Yes.
Pray that thou might bless the ministry here. Bless his followers. Bless mankind all over the land and in the country.
Yes.
Pray for those who are on the battlefield this evening.
Yes.
Let the leaders know too that thou came long time ago and said peace on earth and goodwill toward all mankind. Now, Father, when this life journey is ended,
yes.
When your servant cannot call your name anymore on the side of the river of Jordan, or there where archangels and cherubim shall cast a crown down at thy feet, crying holy to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Heaven and earth is full of thy glory. May thou give us all of that admit us with thee. It is my prayer. Amen.
Consideration the 90th Psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain were brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turneth man to destruction, and say, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years, in thy sight, as but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carest them away as with a flood, there as sleep in the morning, there as grass groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth.
You shall find our way to the church. And whatever she could do, she wanted to do. And she done it. On the last second Sunday, she was here in good health, so to speak, talking to her old son as usual, telling him what to do. I was talking to him as well as Gil, myself. He taking me as her own son. And she would talk to me about the church and tell me how to try to run the church. He said, Brother Gil, say, you have influence with the people, and why don't you get on out and do something? Now that was her word. See, if you say, ask the people to do thus and so, they will do it. But I'm tired of you going around here from get. Now, Sister Washington was not an ordinary member. You're not an ordinary member, just say a member of the church. Now, we have a lot of members of the church, just got the name on the roll. But I want you to bear this in mind, that Sister Washington was here in Sunday school. Now, that means something.
at her age. I mean, from way back when I first knew her, she was a member of the Sunday school, and she comes to Sunday school. Right on through the third, right back here at night. Now, she, an old lady, she got where she wasn't able to walk, or she could walk, but we felt that we should give her transportation. And our pastor was her transportation. Carry her to and from the church. Now, if we would pattern our lives at a person of that sort, it would be a better world today.
All right.
If the lives of wife and live the clean life before me. And that's what we ought to do. I'm not ashamed to talk about it. I can just talk about it in the house. I could talk about around in the field. She didn't work in the field too much. She wasn't a field hand, but she worked. I could just talk about it from now until night and wouldn't get tired. And I could find something to say because she was a person that done good wherever she could. She was what they call the mother of this church. She was a good mother. Down to the sacred bed, she fixed for us. We didn't have to worry about that. But now finding somebody to replace Mr. Washington, to fill this space, we see this black bull. It's going to mean that we're going to have to trim clothes. But let me tell you this. You've got to get in that same attitude if you expect to meet Christ. You've got to live right. Now, there's no if and then about it. You've got to live right. Yeah, you need to worry about dying right. If you don't live right, you're not going to die right. But if you live right, you will die. Sleep on, Sister Washington, and take your rest. We love you. God, love you best.
Thank you.
friends. Mrs. Eliza Washington, to me, was a voice. In the first chapter of Genesis, the Lord, the word of the Lord is spoken. It's a spoken word. And the Lord said, let there be light. The Lord said, let there be a firmament. And I think that all I ever knew of Miss Eliza Washington was a voice. And she spoke her own obituary. She wanted these things set down. I said, Miss Liza, you can't remember all those dates and places and when you were born. Yes, I remember when I was born. I was born March 3rd, 1875. Is when I was born in Montgomery County. Now these were her words, that's not her voice. And I grew up in Wayne County. You see, it wasn't no school in Montgomery County. It was so far to the schools there. And mother told my daddy she didn't want us to grow up with no learning like she had. And she got after him then to move her to Jessup. And this is the way she grew up. Now my mother, when we lived in Jessup, she taught me to wash and iron. That was my work there, you see. My daddy never would allow me to work out in service. He said girls thought they was grown when they was earning money out like that, and he never would allow it. But he said, now you can stay here and help your mother work in the house. And that's what I done. I washed and ironed, and mother had lots of washing. We'd wash on Monday and Tuesday, and then we'd iron on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Sometimes we'd iron at night, around 11:30. And in her words, my daddy was a timber man. He worked on the river, and he trained his boys to do that with him. They'd cut roads in the summer when the water wasn't up. He'd cut roads to run those logs through. And now when the fresh would come in the spring of the year, then they'd run those logs out to the main river and raft them up. And then my daddy would take them down to Darien and sell them to the big mill people there. That's the kind of work he done. Now these are her own pictures. Now, she was grown when she married William Hamburg, and they moved to Savannah and lived there, she said, 10 to 11 years. I said, was he a city man? Now, I tell you, Mr. Miles, he was a kind of little country preacher. You mean, Miss Liza, you married a preacher? And it come to me how she knew the Bible so well. On then here on those Sundays, after those Sunday school lessons, as she talked and talked there on Miss Bessie's porch and applied them to this day, And she moved to West Palm Beach with this family that she had known before, and married Mr. Mid Washington. Oh, I wouldn't go over all that back there, she said. And just then it came to her what she wanted in a short obituary. Now, nobody will remember me here. I'd like to have, when I come here, and when I join the church out there, and what I have been in the church out there. And I said, what have you been? Well, I have been a student out there for 38 years. We moved here in 28, and in 29 I joined. And the next year, the women that were on that board taking me in on that board with them because they liked me. Myself and Mag Jackson used to be the head stewardesses out there. Mag Jackson, she and her friend, Belle James, Charlie James's wife, they wanted me to join with them on that board, and I did. And there was Mary Townsend, four of them on the board. Now that was in 1930. And that was a bright new life. And she was 55 years old. She moved in this same house with Uncle Mitt Washington, and worked on the board, and lived in this community. Now, Miss Liza never had nothing. No advantages, no easy money, no big friends. She worked for her food, and then she cooked it. She had a nice hat, and this neat old house that she lived in. But in all she did, her faculties seemed to flower. She ironed for Miss Anna, and they talked and talked. And one of the children played on the floor underneath the ironing board. And on the board in this church, there was many a big occasion. And I would say to you, reverends and friends, when you remember Miss Liza, she not lying there in no coffin. Why, on the day she died, the day before, she walked to the store. And she stops out in the road. And she visits with Miss Daisy there on the porch. And she allows time to go in and speak with Miss Dora. And if she buys those little victuals at the store, so many other victuals are in her mind. That is the way to remember Mrs. Eliza Allen Washington. On the way to the store,
I was president of this large district church. illness all their life around 20 years ago. It happened to them. And she didn't use it like any of it all. She was a vicious member. She paid her dues, that meant whatever. Now it's all about. She was really in the state. She did it for her. And the other Saturday. And she paid me sick that Sunday morning, Saturday morning. I went to the store with her. And she was already come back with
the minister of the pulpit. All of you are here in this service. I'm happy within myself because I can say, as the old hymn, and now we get alive to see each other's face. Just a few words and I'm through. I'm here because I was serving this lady. I just got out the bed sick. And I came to share with you into this service this afternoon. But I'm reminded of Paul. One day we all must move out.
Right.
And move in. Each one of us, and you and I were in school, they said the woodlice, but they call them the termite now. But that same old woodlice in the flesh when we came to this world. And as we grow and grow, that termite is gnawing the flesh. So Sister Washington, long time ago, she thought of all. One day she would have to move out, and she would have to move in. And the only way she could move in to this building was to have that house made without hammer or nail, but eternally in the kingdom of God. And I believe in that last day, this book said David is, he's now still waiting, and she will be waiting. And the Lord shall say to each one of us, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
And those of us will be coming from the east, north, west, and south. We will see our friends in that resurrection day. May I say to those who in the family, or those of you here, don't know God. He has left a pattern that you might cut your garment. By, that you might live. So one day when you shall move out, you'll be able to move in. May God bless each one of you. And we hope to meet at the river one day.
Amen. Yeah, because I felt it was my duty to come in order to try. Console those that are undergoing the same misery that many of us has undergone. It made me feel good when I saw Mr. Miles. It made me feel much better after I heard his saying and wondering about some more of us. Will we be in the rightful attitude? Somebody come say good words behind us. Yes, Ms. Washington, I styled her as a Christian, a child of God. She was a good churchman, and she'd attend all the churches that she could get to and get back home. Now, she's gone. She's paid the debt. But I, you, and everyone else that lives has got to pay. One day, that same death is going to pass. I arrest us for the sentence that passed upon us by God a long time ago. God said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we that live and believe in Christ shall never die. And I believe God's word. If you live and believe, act like Sister Washington acts, you'll never die. No, I agree with the former speaker and saying that she is in that casket. Her soul is gone back to the God that give it to the body. And she's waiting at the river till you and I get there who are speedily going. And all we can say, another soldier is gone to get their great reward. God bless you.
While the same two standards as him. Serve God, well done, rest on that loving thought. Guests and to many friends and to our visitors, my petition be not proud this afternoon have these words of eulogy to one who has fought a good fight, one whom has finished her course, one whom her day of departure is at hand. and now ready to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds which has been done in the body. I chanced to know Sister Washington some 7 years ago. I styled Sister Washington as a child of God.
Amen.
She told me many times, not one time, but many times, said, Reverend Williams, I want you to stay here long enough to bury me.
Amen.
I tell all, we don't know that, because life is uncertain. She said, yes, but I want you to stay here. In the midst of life, we are in death.
In death.
Whom we seek for success. You note we're going to talk to you a few moments from Paul's first letter to Corinthians, 15th chapter, and the 51st verse. And you may read this script at your leisure. But all I could say this afternoon wouldn't help Sister Washington. But I want to say to the family, though some of the families from my home, reared in Pierce County, Georgia, and I happen to be from Georgia, and I know some of the family in Georgia, been to their homes, and they know my people and know me. But all I say this afternoon wouldn't help Sister Washington. But I'm going to say it to those that are living. Cast your bread upon the waters, and a few days hence it will return to you. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. That you sow, you will also reap. So let's sow some seed. They may fall on good ground and bring forth bountiful like a plant. The 51st verse, behold, I show you a mystery, that we all shall not sleep, shall be changed. In a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, for the trump shall sound, and the day in Christ shall arise. Somebody get assurance. If you wake while it is this day,
yes.
When our sun has gone down, there is a crown of life waiting at the white room in glory. Sister Washington lived to a ripe age, according to the report, around 93 years. Many of us will never reach the age in which Sister Washington had reached, because we're living this life too fast.
Amen.
But behold, I show you a mystery. The hidden things God has for his children. I think he says, in my Father's house, many mansions. If I haven't told you the things God has prepared for his children, in this life we are
the Apostle Paul said we are tent builders. We are pitching tents here and there. After a while, he see the tent begin to get frail. Sister Washington began to get weak in the flesh, but her mind was made up. I'll go all the way about Sylvester Road. No doubt, sometimes she had crosses. Sometimes she had trials. But she, you remember, many times she'd say, I'm going to hold her God's hand.
Amen.
Remember, there's going to be cloudy days on our path. Jesus said, if you hold my hand, hey, hold these mountains. If you stay on bending knees, the time shall come, break down eternity. God's Son shall come on up high. Few miles ago, Sister Wiseman, she packed up her garment. She said, now, Lord, 90-some years, been out here trying to make an honest living. I've been talked about. Sometime a name has been on the milepost. But I know that my Redeemer lived deep down in my soul. He'll make a way for you. Don't trust him. Behold, this evening, I show you a mystery this evening that we shall all shall not flee. But we all shall be changed in a moment.
In a moment.
At the twinkling of an eye. Trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise that morning. And around the throne of God, angels and archangels, cry, holy, the Lord God of hosts.
Amen.
Finally, Sister Washington said, Reverend William, I want you to be strong.
Yes.
I want you to tell God that, men dying out of him is a consuming fire. She said, now I'm going to tell you now, I can't climb these mountains like I used to, but I'm steadfast in Jesus' name to see. Every eye shall behold God, and every tongue shall confess. I come to tell you this evening, gird up your lines,
yes.
Make your peace call, your election sure, while the blood are running warm in your veins. Tell the world, our God died on Mount Calvary, and who's another will this evening, let it come unto the all need a labor, heaven and I'll give you rest. Rest for the weary. Ones that like about it, every child of God ought to know that sacred place. Every child ought to be able to say this afternoon, if Jesus leads me, I'll go all the way. One day we're coming into the journey. And that end of the journey, when the crowded walls of all, I'll be in that number. When the saints of God go marching in, those that has his name wrote on the Lamb book in glory, those that waded down to the pool, because Jesus cut loose your stammering tongue and he opened your blinded eyes, stay in the field till the storm of life is over. And when the storm of life is over, when soldiers come off the field, we'll meet Sister Washington. When they crown him kings of kings, we'll be there. And when the saints of God go marching in, when this indigent host shall get up, palm of victory in the hand, we'll be there when they crown him, Lord of all.
Peace after war.
At this point, I had to disconnect the cord. They were walking over it, and I was afraid they'd trip over it. I wish now I'd taken the microphone, brought the microphone over, and recorded some more.